And we're now going to move on to an outside guest. So we have Katie Frederick, who was from ACB National, who's going to give us a preview of the upcoming virtual national convention, because as you all know, the face-to-face one had to be canceled. So again, Katie, thanks so much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you for having me, and it's great to come and talk to everyone about the upcoming virtual convention. There are still a lot of details that we are working out, because transitioning a face-to-face convention to an online convention is a lot. There are a lot of pieces and parts to our great conference. And so a lot of us are working hard behind the scenes to move that transition online. But it's also a really exciting time, because we think that, having the convention online will allow us to reach new potential members, and also allow people who may not be able to travel to an in-person convention the opportunity to do that. So the online platform, we think will present some really good opportunities for ACB. So the convention is still taking place the same week as it was in person, so July 3rd through July 10th. And we are doing a little bit of different scheduling things with the schedule. So instead of having the opening session begin on Saturday, we're going to have that start Sunday. And the closing banquet will be held Friday evening, July 10th of the convention. We are running the general sessions during the mornings from 10 a.m. Eastern to 1 p.m. And during those, we'll have some of the usual speakers that we have, the folks from the American Foundation for the Blind, and our talking book narrator, who is Aaron Jones. And so we'll have a variety of those speakers during the general session. During the general sessions, we will also have our scholarship presentations and our ACB Angel tributes as well. There will be door prize drawings. So there will be a convention registration that will happen, that will go out at the end of May. And the purpose of the registration is so that there will be a $25 cost, but that gets you a lot for $25. You'll have the ability to, your name will be entered in the drawing for door prizes. You can, help support your ACB special interest affiliates. You can sign up as a sponsor and have, be recognized as a convention sponsor. When you register, you'll also receive the daily convention newspaper. And once your registration is submitted, you'll also get a schedule. You'll get the information to participate in the live event meetings that are taking place. So you'll have the information to access those meetings. So the general sessions, like I said, are in the mornings from 10 to 1. And then in the afternoons, there will be special interest affiliate and committee programming. And the evening activities will be some of the typical convention things. So the ACB Brenda Dillon Memorial Walk will take place Sunday evening prior to the opening session. And for those who aren't familiar with the walk, that's a really great way to help ACB and your state affiliate. So you can sign up as a virtual walker. And this year, of course, we'll all be virtual walkers. But you can sign up and support ACB and designate an affiliate of your choice to receive half of the money that you raise. So that's a really great opportunity to do some fundraising for ACB and your state affiliate or your special interest affiliate. There will also be the ACB auction will be taking place Tuesday evening, and you know, many other of the evening events. There'll be something about audio description as well in the evening. There's also going to be we'll be using Zoom for a lot of the presentations, but then there will also be ACB radio will be used heavily, of course, throughout this. And so we will have a virtual exhibit hall. And again, some of these details are still being worked out. Some of the logistics and some of the resources are still being kind of worked out behind the scenes, but there are plans to have the virtual exhibit hall, and that will run a loop on an ACB radio channel. So that will give, you know, vendors an opportunity to showcase some things that they might have for sale. And we're also going to have a, what we're calling a virtual tour channel, which will consist of pre-recorded content that has been made available, such as audio described tours of the White House and the Holocaust Museum in DC, a couple of national parks tours. So that channel will have a loop of tours and different audio described content as well. So those are some ways that we are incorporating the facets of the exhibit hall and the tour space kind of into the virtual convention. And then, of course, like I said, we're, you know, still working out some of the other different special interest affiliate and committee programs and times. So there will be more about that coming out in the future. If you want, you know, if you have email, you can sign up for the ACB convention announce list, which is where a lot of this information is posted, as well as, you know, there'll be articles in the Braille forum, of course, about some of the convention highlights and activities that are going on. So it's going to be a different setup this year, but I think another great year of programming and content for ACB as we get ready to put the convention together, and encourage all of you to, you know, to register and attend. There will be, you know, recordings of sessions, but obviously it is great if you can attend live and interact that way with presenters and fellow ACB members. So those are a few of the things that some of the highlights. The theme this year is ACB, a path to the future, and so we thought that was really an appropriate theme as we move online and look at, you know, how are we hosting a convention and what might this mean for some of our future conventions and ways to not only bring people in but also be able to, you know, help presenters and things like that. So that's kind of a brief overview of things. I can now take questions or, you know, whatever, however you as host want to handle that. If you want me to be able to answer questions, I'm happy to do that. There may be things that I don't know just because, like I said, we're still putting touches and things together. So,
Katie, I have...
Okay. Sure. In terms of queuing up the questions, it'd be sort of helpful if the person could name themselves first so we could do the queue, and then that also can help Katie because you probably don't know that many of the people here. So
Tim Cummings.
Yeah, go ahead, Tim.
Quick question, Katie. So if this works out well, and I'm hoping it does, I'm on the ACB radio committee, so I'll be working with a lot of the audio.
Yes.
If this works out well, do you think that even though we're hoping next year to go back to a regular convention, that we would have more of an online presence for people who can't get to the convention? Because I think that's the most, sad but happy in a way. It's the most opportune thing is with the online accessibility, people who can't afford to go to conventions can get there. So do you think this is something we would continue even if we had a regular convention next year?
Sure, Tim, that's a great question. So I think personally, again, this does provide a great opportunity for us to, you know, this year we're doing it out of necessity, but I do think that next year and moving forward, I think the technology is allowing us a really great way to connect with some of our members who, you know, may not be able to travel or may, you know, for whatever reason. So I do hope, you know, and we've had ACB radio in the past, of course. And so we've, you know, put a lot of our content up there and things, but I think the advent of Zoom and other platforms are really enabling more of a two-way exchange and communication. And so, I think this year will be, a really good way for us to use this medium and to look to next year at, when or if it's necessary, how can we bring people in via the electronic means if we need to. So yes, and that's great that you're helping out with ACB Radio. I know we're putting a lot of the resources together for that. So
great. And Ibrahim, you had a question?
Yeah, I know you mentioned some of the meetings and sessions will be recorded. Would they be like under ACB podcast, or how would somebody get the recordings if they couldn't attend the live version?
So that's a great question, and I honestly don't know right now. I think we're trying to work that out in terms of, you know, I know we have the podcast feed for the convention that we have used in the past, but I also think that the ability, again, one of the pluses of us having everything online is that the recordings will also be available much more quickly after the session. So I can't specifically say for sure at this moment how you can get the recordings, but that will be included when we send out more information about the convention for sure. So,
all right, thanks.
Okay, the person with the last four digits in their phone number, 4714, you had a question. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Katie. This is Nina Kagan. How are you? I wanted to. Are they going to have simultaneous sessions going on at the same time? Like, I know when you're there in person, they have different topics for different committees.
Yes. So that's a great question. So yes, there will be the concurrent sessions, and you know, each session will have its own information. So when you register, once you register, you'll be sent the information for the sessions that you signed up for. And also, I had a thought in my mind that just flew away. you will be able to go to those sessions, and ACB will be using the Zoom webinar platform, which isn't just another way to access Zoom, but that allows us to have the concurrent sessions that we'll be having during the conference. So yes.
Thank you for the info.
Sure.
David Kingsbury with a question.
Hello, Sharon in the queue.
Yep. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, David.
Yeah. Do you have any plans to have vendors participate somehow?
Yes. So there will be a virtual exhibit hall channel on ACB Radio, and that will allow vendors to either, you know, pre-record something themselves, or they can work with ACB Radio to help record something. But there will be chances to sell an exhibit. And we're still putting that together because, again, you know, it's going to be a little bit different, but we do want to have that option for our vendors to be able to, you know, again, reach new people and potentially more people. So yes, there will be a virtual exhibit hall.
Thank you.
This is Sharon.
Sharon's next. The question.
Yeah, Sharon, then Steve. Go ahead, Sharon.
Okay. Yes. Hi, Katie. Janet Dickelman, who's the convention coordinator, does a fabulous job of informing people of things. Could you let people know how to subscribe to the announce?
You know, that is a great question. I believe it's on the ACB homepage. I don't have the email address in front of me, unfortunately. So, but I will, I will get it and send it to David after the call, and he can get it out. But I'm sorry, Sharon, I don't have it in front of me. I apologize.
That's right, and I can't think of it exactly either. So
right, and I don't want to. I don't want to give the wrong information. So
exactly.
I will,
all right.
I'll send it to David after the call. But thank you for the great question, and I apologize for not being prepared.
That's okay. Here we go.
Okay, Steve, you're next.
Yeah, Katie, is the convention registration open now, or is that?
It is not. No, it will be open the end of May. So around like May 21st, I think, or something, or near the end of May, it will be open for. And just like last year, the first few days will be for ACB members to have, you know, first priority access, and then registration will open for everyone else shortly thereafter.
Thank you.
Okay.
And this is Mary in the queue.
Go ahead, Mary, okay. And then David, because he had his hand raised. Go ahead, Mary.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Katie. Thanks for being on the call with us today. And I want to absolutely commend ACB for taking on this, you know, venture. It's going to be pretty amazing, I think, when it's all put together. But I have a question. I'm wondering if the board, and I don't know whether you can really speak to this, but is the board going to be looking at or thinking about resurrecting the whole discussion around remote voting, or, you know, a way of being able to, for the organization to vote when it can't come together in person?
So that is an excellent question, Mary. And I think that, you know, we on the board, we're all aware of the issues around the remote voting topic. And I think it is something that, you know, I don't have any insight, but I have a hunch that it will be something that we will be talking about a lot this year as board members, and figuring out, you know, how we can look ahead more and you know, make some plans for, you know, if this happens again, you know, but it's going to take some constitutional changes and things like that that we'll need to get through, that will need to be done in person next year. So I think, you know, the short answer is yes, and I think it is something that we understand that we need to kind of take a look and see what we might be able to do around the issue. There are a lot of complex pieces with that as well, in terms of accessibility and things around it, and, you know, just kind of the way our conventions are head on structured, but I do think it's something that will be looked at this year, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Now, next, phone number 5410839. You had a question? Go ahead, please.
That needs to be our last one, because we need to move on.
5410839. Rose,
go ahead. This is Rose. Hi. Thank you very much for presenting this information. I have a couple of questions, and one of the questions is, I know last year they sent the host sent out a list, a pricing list, and of various things. So is that going to happen sooner than later, so that people have an opportunity to decide what they want to go to or participate in?
So the interesting thing about this year is the only cost will be the $25 registration fee. So, you know, the events, you know, won't really have charges, because they'll be online. So, the registration information will be coming out in May, and you'll get you'll be getting an email if you have email, and if you don't, they will send out, for people who don't have email, or we don't have email addresses for you, you will get a letter in the mail saying, you know, how to access the registration information before registration opens, so you can kind of preview what's going on when.
Okay. My second question to that is about the vendors. So I know you said that there may, you know, vendors are going to be virtual. So each of them would have a pricing list, or, you know, do you know how many vendors you're going to have?
Right.
Or any of that?
That, I assume there will be an exhibitor list that will go out. Yes. I don't know about any kind of pricing that they might have, or what they're going to be selling. I think it's kind of going to be up to them to, you know, get information out about what they have. So I don't know about a specific price list right now, no.
Okay, thank you for all your questions. I mean, your answers, definitely. It's interesting, thank you.
Okay, let me thank you also, Katie, for agreeing to take time to present that to us. Sounds very interesting what's coming up. I mean, unfortunately, can't do the face-to-face, but these are some interesting challenges, and I'm sure we'll be learning a lot of interesting and useful things about how to go forward for national conventions and the like. So thank you.
Yes, well, thank you for having me. Have a great rest of your afternoon.